At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
I look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Behind every locked door is a story waiting to be uncovered. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
The case against Alec Murdaugh, the chance of him getting a new trial, it is very, very real. The South Carolina Supreme Court going to be ruling on that, well, relatively shortly. We don't know the exact date, but it is on their docket. It's all about jury tampering. And of course, that leads us back to Becky Hill. The initial allegations that we heard of the jury tampering were that she was making comments about what to listen for to the jury prior to their deliberations. Some jurors say they never heard it. One says, yeah, definitely heard it. But there's another juror that never got to be back there for that part. That's juror number 785. And it adds a whole new layer of complications to this case in terms of Alec Murdaugh's conviction sticking. Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. The accusations are that the whole Facebook post that Becky Hill brought up to Judge Clifton Newman saying, look, her ex-husband posted this and they must have had a conversation. It never existed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just one layer of strange again with Becky Hill. If this is true that she fabricated this, somebody really intoxicated with her own sense of power, which is terrible.
Let's talk about that. Someone that was pulling the strings like this, or attempting to pull the strings like this. The allegation goes that Judge Clifton Newman did see the post, but they went back, they looked, and the ex-husband and also the juror 785, Maya Crosby, there is no record of this post ever existing or being deleted. So that would make one have to assume almost that maybe she made a fake account. Becky made a fake account, and then, this is just a guess, you know, and then showed that to Judge Clifton Newman. It would take all of 10 minutes to do that.
Exactly.
And make someone, you know, think that if you don't look at it very closely or you're just not familiar with how Facebook works.
Exactly.
You could fake it very easily. When someone's going to those sort of lengths, I'm going to guess this probably isn't just an isolated incident with someone like this.
No, definitely not. You know, human behavior, that's why we have psychology. It follows patterns. And so this, again, just the fact that she wanted to write a book, did write a book, self-published it, about the trial, she really saw herself as a very important player in it. And that would be something that I think is a long-term character trait for her, which is really awful.
I mean, obviously, a lot of people, you know, very much invested in the Alec Murdaugh trial, very much digging into it. And if you're right there, I would imagine that you are, too, to a probably a more extreme extent. That's what I'm wondering about here is, you know, she did this for Alec Murdaugh. But, you know, was she doing this in other cases as well, where she had already made up her mind and she was going to pull her strings and not be detected? Because she had that kind of persona of, oh, everybody loves her. It's Becky. Here she is. And you can trust her. She's just this. I mean, when you look at her, you don't think like, oh, my God, she's like influencing the courts.
Yeah.
But it is scary, the power that clerk of court wields.
Yes, exactly. And there's enough evidence, I think, that she should be looked at closely. And is there a pattern with other jurors? And would people come forward and talk about it? I mean, it would be wonderful if there was more information.
It makes me wonder more about cases where jurors are dismissed. Obviously, it happens. There's plenty of legit reasons for this to happen. But it does make me wonder if sometimes it's happening too fast, where there's just, there's an inkling of, and they got to keep moving because they got to keep the trial moving. So there's not a ton of time to investigate. But it does make me wonder sometimes just how easy it is to tip that scale if you're someone who is in the right position, like the clerk of court would be, to have an idea where that jury is at. You have an idea, depending how involved you are and what you're paying attention to, on what one may be thinking about, what one's persuasion may be on something. And all you really got to do is just kind of tap on that scale a little bit. And then they go, oh my gosh, there's something's up here. We have the alternate now come in. That's a great way to influence a trial, because the allegations are is that Myra Crosby, egg lady here, wasn't so convinced that Alex was guilty.
Yeah, you're right. It would be really easy to tip the scales by just a little bit of manipulation on who gets to be on the jury.
Is that something that needs to be paid more attention to? I think it's one of those things in our institutions where for so long we've just trusted that people are doing the right thing. And I would imagine as a whole, they probably are. I'm guessing these are fairly small incidents, but it's out there. And I just wonder how many other cases, how many other times things like this have happened, and we've just been kind of oblivious to it because we are believing that the person in power is doing the right thing. I mean, we see it all the time with police work, where we believe that things are going the right way, and they're really not.
Yeah, I think when it comes to really important, you know, law enforcement, the court system, these institutions that affect people's lives in such incredibly intense, dramatic ways, we need to be looking at all of it, you know, even judges. We need to be looking at judges, you know, because, you know, at certain trials, attorneys can predict, you know, well, if you get that judge, it's going to go better for this kind of perpetrator. If you get that judge in a divorce, heard that so many times in divorce. So that judge always favors the woman, and this one always favors the man. It's like, it's supposed to be fair.
Yeah.
But I think humans being the way they are, people have their biases, their prejudices, and it's certainly not always fair.
Well, I mean, we're talking about, I mean, these systems exist as a checks and balances for society, for us as humans out here in a civilized society. But what I think we're seeing is there's not a lot of checks and balances for that system itself to make sure that it is working correctly. And that can get off pretty fast. I mean, you could go endlessly, I guess, well, then there needs to be a check and balance for the system on top of that. Sure, there does, but we need... It feels like we've kind of gotten into a spot where there's a lot of issues in our systems because of the lack of accountability and the lack of check and balances with those in power.
Yeah, 100%. And if you want to take it up, you know, there are all the allegations about improper behavior on the Supreme Court now that we hear about. And so I think, yeah, these are important systems to have checks and balances and some kind of monitoring going on.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after
after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.